You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Four people shot outside a deli in West Philadelphia. 30 rounds fired. No answers here as we learn about what happened right in front of Oxygen Deli and Grill, 41st and Lancaster. Police say two men started shooting at two of the victims, ran down the block, and shot two others in the part of a right in the front part of a discount store. So four victims this morning are still in critical condition, and we still don't have any answers. We don't have a motive. We don't have firearms recovered. So many questions. Police still putting out the word and putting out. They're searching for more surveillance cameras in the area, but putting out more images and just trying to put out the word that they need help in all of the shootings that I've profiled all week. You know, pretty much overnight, we've had at least one or two of these type of shootings in Philadelphia. And I don't see any arrests in this one in particular. That's the one I will highlight for you. We're told that changes are now coming to Philadelphia's 911 system. There will be pay raises, we know, for 911 dispatchers and adjustments as to how calls are processed. We've heard a lot of criticism. We've talked about this a lot in Philadelphia. This is an effort to improve safety for all of Philadelphia, for all of us, and then conditions for those 911 dispatchers. We know they need to hire more. And so in part of the pay raises are, are to hopefully attract many different 911 dispatchers. Remember, after the George Floyd situation in 2020, the defund the police movement, the 911 dispatchers were part of the agency that this really took a toll on.
Defund the dispatchers.
Yeah.
What a thankless job that must be.
It is.
You know, trying to walk people through a protocol, keep them calm, make sure that, you know, the proper authorities are dispatched in quick, orderly fashion. That's got to be a stressful job every single day.
Yeah. The problem is, to your point, it's stressful, but also they're just sometimes they only have a few people to take on all the work.
Yeah.
That leads to mistakes. And
right.
Remember, we did have some horrific mistakes. Even there were some where the dispatch actually sent police to the wrong address.
Yep.
And resulting in a murder. I mean, it's like one of those movies.
And now throw in the swatting phenomenon, right?
Yes.
You know, where all these fake things are placed, and then you think you're doing the job and you send somebody and they're not supposed to be there the whole bit.
This is so true.
Yeah.
I know the headline, Nick Cale's going to talk about all of this and more. DNC, day four. Greg is glad it's over. Kamala Harris shares the vision.
Our long national nightmare is over.
And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro also was on last night responding to Trump, former President Trump, calling him, quote, an overrated Jewish governor.
Can somebody take Twitter away from him or Truth Social, whatever it is?
Truth Social. Yeah.
Could Greg just be Trump's brand manager?
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Well, could you imagine those battles?
Yeah.
It would be a battle, however.
I mean, look at the success of this radio station. I can be successful. I can lead success.
Could you imagine Stalker and Trump in a conference room?
Not everything needs to be on Twitter.
Okay.
So many are calling it anti-Semitic.
Let me just say this. What? It is, we 100% know he's not anti-Semitic.
No.
We 100% know that. There's no chance that guy is anti-Semitic. However, when you put things on Twitter or Truth, whatever the hell it is, it stings a little harder. Like it looks
because
a little
it sits there.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
It just sits there and people look at it.
I'm waiting right now for the entire chat to be like, yeah, he knows what he's doing. Okay, good. Good. Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Maybe I'm wrong. But
well,
just,
I think if you read the full, my defense of it would be, but of course the media gobbles it up, and that's the point I think you're trying to make, is they take it and they run with it. And we know he's not, and it doesn't bother us. But when you read the full thing, his whole post is about Shapiro basically not being the VP and then talking about Israel with the policy.
Yep. 100%.
But of course, what the left sees is that first sentence, and it's just...
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know we'll get through all of it today.
I thought the left was all about identities, though.
That's true. That's
you know,
a good
it's amazing.
Point. That's a
He's
good
a
point.
Jewish governor. What? You guys love your identity. You love your skin colors and your religions and your genders and your orientation.
That is amazing.
You know?
You are correct. Yeah. We celebrate that, right? We celebrate diversity and everything.
Right.
He was like, I was just pointing out the celebration.
Yeah.
Well, the Phils are not celebrating. The score that we lost to the Braves 3-2 last night.
Yeah,
I
had a bad feeling. They didn't get swept, which is good. And my prediction there was wrong, but they still lost 2 out of 3.
So we don't have that going for us. It's not nice.
They have a problem. They have a problem playing away. And they really need to figure that out before the playoffs.
They could. They legitimately could win the whole thing. Or I could. I mean, you could easily sit here and say it wouldn't be a surprise to see him get zipped in the first round.
Oh boy.
I mean, seriously. Over the last 90 games, they're below 500.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't played great baseball for 3 months. Oh yeah. No, they're not going to lose the division. They're up 6 games.
So
yeah, they're fine there.
By the way, Nick, I know this is not a sports show and everybody's rolling their eyes, but what do you think of the Eagles picking up that Penn State kid?
Well, he's a Nazareth kid. He's a Lehigh Valley kid. Jahan Dotson.
I brought it up to you, buddy.
Yeah, Jahan Dotson. Yeah, it's Howie doing Howie things.
He stunk last season, though.
Yeah, but the Redskins stink, period. All right, the Commanders, yeah. I'm still stuck on the Redskin thing.
It's wrong with
it. It's just more bullets to the for the chamber.
Yeah.
Another weapon. I like
Eagles are going to be great.
Well, yeah.
I think who they picked up.
They're going to be fine.
Penn State kid from Nazareth, PA.
Eagles!
I had to ask you about him.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, little towns, you can still make it big in this life.
Yep.
Look at us.
Brother.
Right, Dawn?
Yes, 100%. Believe me, I'm in the heat of football season.
Yeah.
Football game.
The heat. It's August and it's 65 out.
Next Friday, Dawn is going to be in Ocean City, right?
Yeah.
Battle of the Beach.
The Battle
baby.
Of the Beach for the all the local high school teams.
Yeah.
And non-local, too, right?
And non-local across the country. They're trying to. But there's a controversy with it because it's always Labor Day weekend, so now they're moving some of the games out of Ocean City. So woo-hoo, that's the controversy. Of my life, all right. which I guess if that's your only controversy.
By the way, programming note tonight, starting at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. The first high school football scoreboard show starts.
Oh, nice. That's right. We're bringing that back
tonight. Tonight will be the first episode or the first
Love
show
it.
Of that.
Yeah, Tim Walls exclusive halftime interview. The old ball coach.
Stop. Today, 82 degrees, beautiful day for you. And over the weekend, Saturday, 85, Sunday, 87. Sunday, the sunnier day, but it's really, by all account, it looks like we won't have any major chances of rain until Monday. So a great shore weekend, or wherever you are this weekend, just beautiful. Macy's sponsors us. It's Macy's ultimate shopping event, extra 20% off designers. And the key part of this is these are the designers which rarely, if ever, go on sale. And then 15% off beauty. And that means all your brand name beauty brands, which is unheard of, too. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply today at Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event. Thank you, Macy's, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 6:15 Friday morning. One last big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire, The Big Take, Kamala's coronation. The DNC is in the books in Chicago. Last night it was all about the Democrats' installed pick as Kamala Harris accepted the nomination that she never earned after nobody has ever voted for her. And with that, We are off to the general election with both tickets solidified, all the programming and concerts out of the way. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Next up on the political calendar, debate night in America on September the 10th. And the honeymoon was full of a mixed bag of political lifers, some of which are washed up, some with massive reach and massive influence, from the Clintons to Oprah to Josh Shapiro to Joe Biden to the Obamas. The Democrats, the media, Hollywood, big tech, doing everything under the sun to make Hideaway Harris a viable, joyous, fun, uplifting new candidate. But now the real fight begins. It's time to roll up your sleeves, deliver your policies, which we got nothing of in 4 days, and see if the American public will truly buy what you are selling. But why is the Democratic Party hidden Harris? Well, according to former CNN host Chris Cuomo, of all people, it's because she poses a major risk, unlike past Democrats. Here's the current News Nation host giving his theory from the DNC. Listen and watch.
I do think there's something special about Barack Obama when it comes to political acumen and political skill set. And I think he showed that last night. Now, there's also a reason that he and Michelle were removed by 2 days from Harris. Why? Because you got to be careful about overshadowing your nominee. And when she gets this mantle, when this convention ends, when Labor Day happens, right, which is like a week after the convention, it's time for her to make the case.
But where are you
with me, on the media, in the papers, on the sets, from the stump, in a debate, in more than one debate. She's got to show she can make the case. Two reasons.
We can't let
maybe three, but two reasons for sure. One, that's why they picked her.
Are you with me?
And she shouldn't be hiding from making the case. You'll buy some time. The trend is your friend in politics, and the numbers are trending the right way. So they don't want to put her in front of the media, but that teaches us something also. You don't want to put her in front of the media because you think there's risk in that. Wouldn't have done that with Bill Clinton. They wouldn't have done that with Hillary Clinton. They wouldn't have done that with Barack Obama because they felt there was no risk about putting those people in the chair. So here they do see some risk. What does that tell you? It's an open question. I keep saying we've seen a drop in the level of political talent in this country in recent years. I think it's true. And I think that's what people were reminded of when they saw the Obamas, is that we got to a place where you had Biden versus Trump in America, the greatest country in the world with all these leaders, all these people doing amazing things. And that was the best you could get? Two people at the end of their utility curve? Weird. So Harris is getting pressure in-house, in party, to make the case. Why? Because that's why she was picked. But also, there are questions about what that case is for her. I heard two different members of Congress give me two different explanations of what she's going to do with the Iran nuclear deal. One said, completely clear-eyed, she's going to get back in it. Another one said, completely clear-eyed, they got to find another way. Which is it? It's not that they're lying. It's not that they're deceiving me. It's that she's got to pick a path. She's got to make her position known. And very often, even within the party, they learn from what they hear candidates say to the media. That's why it's so important to have free press and to have these conversations and to have these confrontations when need be.
He makes some great points, and I agree with most of what he had to say, especially on casting a shadow over her. Everybody that spoke this week, as we just mentioned before, the big take, was far more appealing, stealing the spotlight, whether it was the Clintons, the Obamas, Oprah, and they're hiding her because she is a policy disaster and a political liability when it pertains to substance. You know, word salads were funny as the Veep, but you have to up your game when you get elevated from the number two to the number one. From the economy to the border, she's a nightmare. But let's start with the border. We know she was dubbed the border czar, but the true border boss, that's Donald J. Trump. I thought Trump made a super smart political move yesterday when he went to Arizona to visit the border on the afternoon of Kamala Harris's coronation and also her biggest political vulnerability. Now, here was the Border Patrol with Trump in the background at the border. Listen and watch.
Under President Trump, we had the best policies in place that dropped levels to the levels that were the lowest in the history of this country. Now we have the complete opposite. President Trump knew exactly what needed to be done. He listened to the experts. To my right is what we call Trump Wall. This was wall that was built under President Trump. To my left we have what we call Kamala Wall. It's just sitting there doing nothing, laying down. That's what this border's become, an open border. The country on the national stage isn't respected because we need somebody strong like President Trump.
Clear and concise, cut and dry. Trump posting on Truth Social the following yesterday. Quote, the southern border needs to be addressed. We must stop the plague of migrant crime and migrant rape that so-called border czar Comrade Kamala Harris has unleashed on America. This nightmare ends, and it ends immediately with our victory in November, end quote. Then we get to the economy. Top economic analysts of both Republican and Democrat administrations of the past writing an op-ed for Fox News with the following headline. Kamalanomics skips Econ 101 and doesn't come close to reality. They write, quote, one economics policy that Harris is pushing is price controls, which would let bureaucrats decide grocery bills, followed by a $25,000 subsidy for first-time home buyers, in addition to a $6,000 child tax credit for the first year of a baby's life, as well as increased taxes on capital gains. Price controls have been tried before, and the results have been clear, consistent, and counterproductive. Rather than help facilitate sustainably low and competitive prices, price controls disincentivize the production that is needed to reset prices, to clear the market, and to match supply and demand at the competitive crux where prices are always set, end quote. Last night's coronation was the most important political night of Kamala Harris's life. She needed to knock it out of the park. Politico writing this yesterday in the lead-up, quote, Harris has never had an Obama moment. Tonight is her chance. Did she meet the moment? Well, here she was talking about her boss, Joe Biden. Listen and watch.
President Joe Biden. When I think about the path that we have traveled together, Joe, I am filled with gratitude. Your record is extraordinary, as history will show, and your character is inspiring. And Doug and I love you and Jill and are forever thankful to you both.
You know, we don't need history, Kamala, to tell us about Joe, the lowest rated president since Jimmy Carter. So great that he got swapped out for you. But next, Harris actually brought up the border. Listen and watch this.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Maybe she did, but that might have been in her prosecutor days in California. Certainly not as vice president, as part of the current administration. And then lastly, an interesting observation made yesterday when it pertains to Kamala Harris and the moment she has in the polls, which are running counter to the betting market, where Donald Trump now has a 7-point lead. Polling is showing that Harris is in the lead, but it's flagged by industry experts with different voter samples. We're going to hear one more from Kamala in a moment, but I want to read you this. This is from pollster John McLaughlin, who wrote the following, quote, what they're doing with the polls is they're polling fewer Republicans. They are polling a disproportionate number of Biden 2020 voters in these states that were dead even. They are pumping her up to shape a narrative. They are smart people. They know what they are doing. This is by design. This is intentional. And then Kamala Harris last night accepted her crown. Let's hear the final closing remarks from the newly minted queen. Listen and watch.
And so, on behalf of the people, I accept your nomination to be president of the United States. My mother was a brilliant, 5-foot-tall, brown woman with an accent. Did her not only the chaos and calamity when he was in office, but also the gravity of what has happened since he lost the last election. President Biden and I are working around the clock because now is the time to get a hostage deal and a ceasefire deal done.
All right, a little bit of substance there. Not really talking about how you're going to get it done. But if you missed the last four nights, basically what happened was it was story time. It was vibes. It was feelings. It was hope. It was joy. Almost no policy, but lots of fear. And also trying to portray this narrative about change as if we're still living in the Trump presidency or the Trump administration, when we haven't been for 3 years and 9 months. But the fun and games are over. Stocker is happy. The concerts have concluded. The program, the theater, the production has wrapped. And Hideaway Harris's honeymoon will now take a Labor Day vacation. And then the first and possibly only debate goes down on September 10th. The narrative that follows from that evening, September 10th, could very well be either the final dagger to Trump or the event that exposes the copycat commie for what she really is, an in-over-her-head political fraud. Now, we sit back and we see what occurs today with Donald Trump and RFK Jr., and then we go into the weekend. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take this morning. If you want to jump in, if you observed those last four nights that you'll never get back in your life, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210. The Big Take brought to you by United Tire. Stop by United Tire and say that you want to trade in all of your tires, and you'll get $100 off of four new tires, and you'll get no-fault road hazard coverage for free. That includes free maintenance like rotations, flat repairs, and more. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Kale and Company, your thoughts and reaction on the other side. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. Let it rip in the YouTube chat. Or, you know what? Leave us a voicemail or two. We'll get to those coming up around 940 this morning. Back after this here on a Friday morning on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years now, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. You know, from custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without any hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation at kitchenmagic.com. Put this on the calendar. Your free in-home consultation, kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Tell them Dawn sent you.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sports book. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of the NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. I love this offer. It's the best offer, in my opinion, of the year for FanDuel. So you have to get in now. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg to download America's number one sportsbook. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season a Sunday afternoon out of market games. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Remember, your first $5 bet and get a free three-week trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. FanDuel.com/Greg. Download it now. What are you waiting for? FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210WPHD. 21 and over, present in Pennsylvania. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I will never waver in defense of America's security and ideals, because in the enduring struggle between democracy and tyranny, I know where I stand and I know where the United States belongs.
Have it. Queen Kamala last night as she wraps up her coronation at the DNC in Chicago. If you're rooting for wars, well, then I think you should vote for Kamala. If you want peace through strength and no wars, but the war machine takes a dip in its cash and its pockets, vote for Donald Trump. I think it's as simple as that. Kamala trying to say, I will not be pushed around by these dictators. All right. We've got 3.5 years. We got wars everywhere. Good stuff. 855-839-1210. We got a lot to dissect this morning. Cut sheet is coming up in just about an hour and 10 minutes. Sean Farish at 8:30. Your voicemail is coming up shortly after 9:30 this morning. But, you know, I thought this was interesting last night, Dawn, as we stayed up into the late hours of the evening, perhaps the early hours of the morning. And, you know, Soccer, you always bring up the notion when Kamala speaks, it's the girl getting up in front of the class, trying to give you the Cliff Notes version of the book that she never read. I saw this tweet last night that I thought perfectly illustrated how in over her head she is. This was from Peter Schiff, chief economist and global strategist for Europac.com and the chairman of ShiffGold.com. He says, Kamala Harris may have just set a record for telling the most lies in the shortest period of time. Her speech was 37 minutes. I think it was like an hour shorter than Trump's. He goes, I don't even know where to start, but I'll just pick one. The Department of Education doesn't fund our public schools. Local property taxes do that. And then he goes into the nuance of the conversation. But it just goes to show you, I think, Dawn, why they hide her, why they don't bring her out. Because they view her as somewhat of a movement, not like the movement that you would really have that would be palpable and authentic if it was Michelle Obama, but they're trying to represent like she portrays this movement. Yet the second she opens up her mouth, she really shows you how she's not ready for the moment. Right. And I don't know that she's necessarily a stupid woman in general,
no.
But politically she's dumb. She just doesn't understand some of these concepts and these policies, like, oh, I don't know, a communist policy on capping prices in the grocery market, which historically has shown us it never works. And I think there's this old adage of it's better to keep your mouth shut and let them think you're stupid than open up your mouth and let them and prove them right. That's Kamala Harris in a nutshell, and you got no substance for four straight nights from her or from anybody else that spoke, many of which overshadowed her.
Yeah, I mean, some of the headliners, you had Oprah, you had major speakers, all of whom overshadowed what she said. And right when she started, and she did have, you know, standing ovation, and then finally the crowd quiets down, and you thought to yourself, what she says right now, this is critical. She has to just knock this out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she started, even the way she started, who she thanked, she didn't have to go into how she started, but then going into her childhood. And then it just rah, rah, rah. And then I looked down and Tony Bruno was
doing,
I'm blaming
what Tony Bruno does.
He tweeted out like Sanford and Son, but Trump's face, mm-hmm. like AI'd over, like, and it was, and I'm looking at going, what is Tony Bruno doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I literally had like an ADD moment where I just started scrolling through because it was, I just thought, that wow, this is so disappointing.
Yeah, it's and she really wanted to silence the crowd after the raucous ovation that she got, which is another, I think, no-no, actually, because again, I'll bring it back to professional wrestling. When the crowd is going nuts, you, if you're the wrestler in the ring with the microphone, you basically let the crowd keep going,
yeah.
until eventually you're forced to start cutting your promo. So then she says, let's get down to business, right? And she says, happy anniversary to her husband, Doug Emhoff. And I'm thinking, this is such sophomoric, lovey-dovey, fuddy, yeah, like high school nonsense. And there's just never an ounce of substance. Like, she can sit there and tease us with maybe a little policy here or a little policy there, but she never explains how she's going to do it. Whereas on the other side, you have Trump, who not only will tell you what his policy is on energy or the border, but then he goes into details of how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, whether it's on day one, whether he's going to snuff out ISIS in 14 days, whatever it might be. And there's a different level of, and I think you said this yesterday, and I think it makes perfect sense, intellectual curiosity with Trump, right? I think that goes back to the Theo Von podcast that we played for you when Trump was picking his brain on addiction. And I think is, successful as Trump has been, as wealthy as he has been, and you can sit there and say that, you know, he's had his certainly his disagreements with his inner circle and things like that. But it always seems to me like he's willing to learn something he didn't know yesterday, whereas Kamala Harris doesn't know anything, and she doesn't really seem like she wants to learn anything, right? It's more about just achieving the status and getting to a certain position as opposed to the rigors and the grind and the process behind reaching the finish line. And I feel like this is all this was for 4 days was just getting Kamala to the finish line. Because now it's August 23rd. And Dawn, I know she'll do rallies, she'll be out and about, but basically she's got another 17 days where she can hide unless that first national interview happens, which could very well be this Sunday. Maybe there's a Sunday morning interview. Maybe it's next Sunday, the Sunday before Labor Day, the day before. But for the most part, she will be somewhat off the grid and untouchable for 2.5 weeks. And then we'll get to see if the polls stay the same. Because I think now the honeymoon is over, right? It has to be over. And if it's not, if there's still a little hangover to it, if Trump has a great night on September 10th, then you know the honeymoon is over.
Yeah, I think that her speech fizzled, and it's what she didn't say. It's what she left out. I know we'll get to it, but Trump did called into Fox News at the end. It was like a 10-minute debrief before they got to Gutfeld. And so he went through just his reaction to it, which I thought was great.
He was calling every network, by the way, because Fox News cut him off, and then he called into Newsmax. And then he called Greg Gutfeld personally as Greg Gutfeld's show was going on. He was like that caller that you can't get rid of. You're like, okay, we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, yeah. Ed and Delran, I got to go. The cut sheet's coming up. But yeah, he got on live on the air with Gutfeld. I think I saw a clip of Gutfeld put him on speakerphone.
Yeah. Seriously, because it was funny because Gutfeld, because... They stayed, to their credit, they stayed to time. It was over. They interviewed him for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then they go right to Gutfeld, and Gutfeld comes out and he goes, don't blame me. In other words, don't blame me that, because they obviously were cutting him off. Fred Bear and Martha were. And he goes, I didn't do that, Mr. Yeah. President. That was them. It was pretty funny.
Here's how it sounded.
In a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60, 70% of the vote just to get in.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And you know what? President. In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden.
Don, I got to go.
Joe Biden out of the party.
And that's why we saw a different night.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank
you. Appreciate that live feedback.
Okay. Stay right there. Live edition of Gutfeld is coming up. Thank you so much for joining us from Chicago. It's been a great week.
And Dawn, explain to our audience, because I saw the tweets, the videos of, oh my God, how disrespectful Brett Bear. Like, it's like a hard out, right?
It's a hard out. Yeah. Here's your choice.
Hang on, guys. As a programmer, let me step in here. If you have the president or the former president of the United States, you keep going.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What I was going to say was, as the anchor, because you have everybody's in the control room is screaming in your earpiece, rep, gotta go. You have a floor director in front of you doing gymnastics. I would have kept going.
Yeah,
I would have.
And then
it's your breaking news. You're the and if he is calling into others, it doesn't matter. You're the first,
mm-hmm.
and this is reaction. It's a legitimate breaking news story. He was on fire.
So then he calls Gutfeld, and this is how the beginning of Gutfeld show sounds.
I don't know. I think we got to pay you a lot more money.
Hey, Mr. President, I'm on this. I'm live now. Say hello to my audience. So don't say anything that'll get you in trouble. All right.
I don't mind. You know, at this point, what difference does it make? We're doing well. We're leading in the polls.
All right, Mr. President.
15 points down.
Yeah.
And they said he has to get out, and they basically staged a coup.
Yeah.
And, let's all see how it happens, but I think we're doing very well.
All right.
We're going to do very well.
All right, Mr. P, I got to go. I see ya. Bye-bye.
Gutfeld doing a live show and his phone rings. He looks down and it's Donald Trump.
That's so fun.
I mean, you have to answer it, right?
Yeah. Come on. That's like the best bit ever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but I think on that show, by the way, I love Tyrus. And he always, so his thing was they came out and he goes, to me, the heroes of this week, the unsung heroes were Chicago PD. I love that he said that.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know what? Everybody expected it. It could have been bad. Those officers were so tolerant.
Yep.
They had all those people in their face.
Yep.
The one night, there was only one night, it was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
They handled that with such professionalism.
Yep. Speaking of officers and speaking of nasty, let's get to Trump and let's get to all of these breaking stories, really, in the last 24 hours, from the Secret Service to what happened in Arizona yesterday at the border to what happened 2 days ago at the rally in North Carolina. Let me start with what I think is the most important off the top here. As this came down yesterday, Secret Service agents officially placed on leave after the Trump assassination attempt. I saw this courtesy of the Post Millennial. Secret Service agents have been placed on leave after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a Butler, PA rally on July 13th. That, according to a new report from Real Clear Politics, the outlet reported that three sources say several members of the Secret Service Pittsburgh field office have officially been placed on leave following the shooting. As these agents are placed on leave, others have taken their place to fill in as needed for the job. As we know, Kimberly Cheadle, the former director, resigned. The acting director, Ronald Rowe, has taken on Cheadle's role in the agency. But now, finally, we have some people placed at least on leave as this investigation continues, could very well lead to their firing. But I'll believe that when I actually see it, because as of this moment in time, nobody has officially been fired, even though Cheadle resigned and was probably a forced hand, but, you know, they call it a resignation. So that was great. And then we get yesterday, and I said in the Big Take that Trump going to the border on the final day of Kamala's coronation made a lot of sense, because that's her biggest political liability, that and the economy. But she was once dubbed the border czar. We've seen the stats. You look at Trump, you look at the Obama era, you look at immigration illegally, and then you see the Kamala Biden era, and it just spikes. I mean, it's like a blood sugar spike after somebody ate a Mr. Good Bar. It's through the roof. And there was an Arizona man who was accused of threatening to kill Donald Trump yesterday. It was considered a major, major top priority. Now, they ultimately found the guy. They arrested him around 2:30 p.m. He is a 66-year-old named Ronald Lee Svrud. He was taken into custody without incident. But at least according on the surface, Trump had no idea that his life could be in jeopardy in Arizona at the border yesterday. Greg, this is clip K1, boys. We'll play this. You'll see this on video as well if you're on YouTube. As a reporter asks if Trump is aware that there's an attempted assassination, lined up for him in Arizona. Here's how that exchange went down. I thought he handled it beautifully.
Hey, there was a manhunt going on in this county. Somebody made death threats to you. Did you hear about that before coming? And what are your thoughts coming down here? Some people told me it's dangerous for you to be here.
I've heard it's dangerous, but I also have a job to do. I heard it's very dangerous. I haven't heard about that. They probably want to keep it from me. Thank you for telling me. Let's get out of here right now. No, thank you very much for saying. But no, and I have great respect for Secret Service, the job they do, including a month and a half ago when they were jumping on top of me with bullets flying right at them. So mistakes were made, and they're going to learn from the mistakes. But I have great respect. But no, I haven't heard that, but I'm not that surprised. And the reason is because I want to do things that are very bad for the bad guys. So I have heard it's very unsafe to make this trip. There were some people that really didn't want me to make it. Yeah.
So that was the first part. And then obviously he goes on, he delivers his speech. I played you the clip of the border agent in the Big Take as well, pointing out Trump's wall versus the pieces laying around that are Kamala's wall that have never been constructed. And then this exchange happened afterwards. Boys, this is K2 as a News Nation reporter follows up with Trump as he's about to get into his motorcade. Listen and watch this.
In this area, obviously, an assassin tried to kill you.
Yeah.
The sheriff's right now.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
We're in danger standing here talking, so let's not talk any longer. No, I know about it, but they don't want me standing here. They don't want you standing here either. Have a good time. Thank you very much.
Ma'am, people want to shoot me in the head right now. Maybe we should get into the vehicle. I thought he really handled it, especially that first clip that we played for you. I thought he handled it beautifully, Don, because here's the thing. Does he have a fuse? Does he have a temper? Does he handle other things improperly at times that you can pick apart? Yes. But when it pertains to being shot in the head, this guy continues to take the high ground on this issue.
Yeah.
And I'm really baffled by the fact that he's able to do that.
Well, I think, and he even referenced it last night when he called in to Fox when he was talking to Martha and Bret Baier. He said the same thing. He reiterated that they were telling him, sir, we got to go. So the nice piece of this is when they tell him, sir, we're in danger, we got to go, he's clearly listening because he knows he has referenced the fact that, I mean, obviously we know part of his ear was blown off here in Pennsylvania, but also He referenced, was it a bullet, was it glass, what was it, Greg? But he referenced that you...
I mean, part of his ear wasn't blown off, but...
Yeah, it actually was, though.
No, he had an assassination attempt on his life. It's true, but part of his ear was not blown off.
The top of his ear was blown off. Okay. It was.
Right.
Well, here, let's just shoot...
Show me the tape!
The top of your ear off and see how you...
Oh, man.
No, but here's the thing...
Your mentions are about to explode, Slaughter.
Here's the thing that he said... that you can actually hear the bullets whizzing by your head.
Yeah.
And when you have experienced that, you know, he knows how lucky he is and how blessed he is. When you experience that, you listen to Secret Service when they tell you that. The other piece I want to point out is that I think the reason his detail has not been, you know, fired or anything like that. That was the Pittsburgh detail that you talked. I know you just said it.
Pittsburgh field office.
It was the Pittsburgh field office, not his people.
Right.
And that's causing dissension among the ranks.
And Pittsburgh.
Well, how come they're not? They were with him.
Right.
Because he wants his people. Because he's saying, they jumped on me. Those bullets were whizzing by. They risked their lives. I want my people. They've learned from it. And you know what I mean? So he's saying, look, they risked their lives. They've learned from this. This will never happen again with this team. They're my people.
That Pittsburgh field office has had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
You can search it, look up all the history online. They have dropped the boat many times. I don't know that's necessarily the most prominent field office when you look at all the different cities that they have people representing. And then lastly, there was another story following the North Carolina rally from a few days ago. That is the one, if you recall, where the lady had the medical issue. Trump walks away from the bulletproof paneling that he has in front of him for the first time, checks on the lady. A man in North Carolina by the name of Robert Castona Jr. was arrested. Apparently, they're saying it was safe, it was uneventful, but this man apparently made no threats to assault anybody, no connection to any assassination attempt of Trump. However, he did have unwarranted firearms with him at the rally, and he was arrested for what I believe they are calling a road rage incident, but another moment. And this is again why, you know, you say, oh man, look at that Trump, it's not always just about him, he's checking on that lady. But you know, you leave that bulletproof glass for a moment, just like when you're there in Arizona yesterday as some News Nation hack wants to get a 30-second clip. To me, one of the big things Trump has to do, he has to just make it to November 5th, because these stories are going to continue to pop up, right?
God, that's a great point.
And by the way, this guy in Arizona that got arrested, also apparently a sex offender that failed to register as a sex offender.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, you talk about sick on top of sick, you know, wanting to kill Donald Trump, a sex offender to boot, you know, this 66-year-old, obviously, with a rap sheet, a record, and a sick, twisted individual.
You know what? You brought up something, you sparked something, a memory that... Kamala Harris, did you notice in her speech, she said that she referenced J6 and said the individuals who went to the Capitol were armed. That Trump sent an armed mob. They were never armed. They were not, that's just not true.
Right.
It was one of the many lies that she told.
Of course.
It's something that I've said a long time. These people are Second Amendment people, a lot of them in the military, a lot of them in law enforcement that went to J6. They all have firearms. The reason I know they did not plan to do what they say, they didn't bring their firearms.
Mm.
If you know what I mean? That I've made that point multiple times. And when she said that last night, I was like, oh my gosh, how do they not fact check that? And nobody talks about all the lies she told last night. But that was a big one. There's no evidence that all of this mob brought all of their fire Parga. They didn't. They were not armed.
Good point. 855-839-1210. Don will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then today, it is a big day as the stage shifts away from Chicago and Democrats and Kamala Harris. All eyes on Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump later this afternoon in Phoenix, Arizona. What will officially occur? We'll try to make sense of it and make our predictions on the other side. Kale and Company as we continue. But first, a word from my friends at Piazza Mercedes. Oh, we are talking about the C300 Coupe at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. If you're in the market for a luxury vehicle and you want something sleek and stylish, this is the model for you. On the outside, I mean, of course, it's Mercedes-Benz. And then on the inside, packed with advanced technology. Touchscreen interface, AI voice recognition, sure to impress. The 2024 C300 Coupe features a turbocharged 2-liter four-cylinder engine with a surprising powerful punch of 255 horsepower. Available today at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, or Atlantic City. You can shop online right now at Piazza Premium Autos. That's PiazzaPremiumAutos.com and tell them that Nick sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.